Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Do you think Shohei Ohtani will wind up being the greatest baseball player in the lifetimes of anybody who's alive right now?
Check this out.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ohtani, the greatest day in baseball history.
Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky. Coming up, Fox Sports announcer and voice of the Dodgers, Joe Davis. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show on the air, live on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey. Tune in. We say hello to those listening whenever they want. It's their right to listen to our podcast all 3 hours every day, wherever they get their podcasts, through the Cumulus Podcast Network. We appreciate anybody who checks us out on our YouTube channel as well. Almost 810,000 subscribers there. We greatly appreciate every last one of you. And 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's a What's More Likely Friday as well. We started the show talking about the Jets with a win last night and Aaron Rodgers looking exactly how Jets fans had already been dreaming of how he would look if he stayed healthy, and he played healthy and looked healthy and emerged healthy. And then we talked about Shohei Ohtani in establishing the first ever 50-50 club, creating the velvet ropes outside of the club for the first time, and then creating a VIP area within it. Good luck entering the 50-50 club in the manner in which he did yesterday. He's at 51-51 right now, but this was the call after having already stolen his 50th base of Joe Davis at the mic when number 50 left the yard.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way, back it goes! Gone! One-of-a-kind player! One-of-a-kind season! Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club!
Goosebumps, sir. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show is Joe Davis. Goosebumps. Unbelievable. Joe.
Rich, thank you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, man. It was so much fun. Okay. So selfishly,
yes,
I was like, he has to do it today because I was leaving after the game for NFL.
Yep.
I'm thinking, oh, what a bummer this is going to be. And so I'm trying to figure out, like, as the game's going on, you know, he gets his 50th steal in the first inning. I'm thinking, okay, he can't homer. My only chance now, because there's no way he's going to hit two home runs today, right? My only chance is that he leaves here with 48. They kind of pitch around him this weekend, and then I'm back next Tuesday. Can do it then. And then he hits 49. I'm like, oh, man, it's not. But Shohei Ohtani, just unreal. As fun of a day as I've had in my career.
And it sounded it. It looked it. And then he hits 51. Later on, right, and the stat that leapt out at me is 10 or more runs batted in, 6 for 6 hits in the game, 5 extra base hits, 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases. Since the runs batted in stat existed in 1920, there have been players who have had at least one of those games in their career, right? But nobody's ever had one of those games, all of those games, in their entire career. Yeah. And Ohtani did it in one day yesterday in establishing the 50-50 club. I've never seen anything like it. I've never heard anything like it. And for you to be sitting there I am not surprised to hear that that's one of the greatest days of your career, Joe. Unreal.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? And we talked about this on the broadcast. He could have had this day in mid-May, and it still would have been one you could argue is the greatest individual day in baseball history. But he did it to get 50-50 and to punch his first ticket to the postseason, all rolled into one day. Like, he continues to do things that if you were to roll this out as a – pitch this as a Hollywood script, it'd get turned away because it's unbelievable. Like, this stuff doesn't happen. Like, nobody's going to believe that. It's a stupid script. Too unbelievable. And he does this frequently where it's like there's no chance something like this happens. He continues to defy the odds in every way.
Yeah, and he could have hit for the cycle, too. That was the only thing missing. He got thrown out at third.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he's – on one of the, maybe on home run 51, he should have intentionally missed third, have him make sure they appeal back there, triple, get a cycle in there, just kind of the gravy on top.
Unbelievable. What, again, I don't know how much interaction you have with the guy, and whatever you do have, if you can roll it into this answer, is how is he able to just not feel pressure? Because he looks like, again, when I watch him play, the only equivalent I could see of anybody I've ever seen is Roger Federer, right? Where he never sweat. You never saw Roger Federer sweat. Like, literally, even when he's in a fifth set, it's damn near 4 hours on the court, and you never saw him literally sweat or figuratively sweat. And like, look at this shot right here. He's not even sweating. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what is it with him, Joe? You know,
there's still, even though I'm around him every day, there still is this mystery, this mystique about him. Part of that is the obvious, the language barrier. Even though he speaks great English, there is that little bit that keeps you from getting too close to him or feeling like you understand him completely. So it's hard to totally get behind the psychology for me. I'm sure there are people that feel like they can answer that better. What I would say, just my own opinion, the work that he puts in, and all these guys, right? All these professional athletes put in work, but his seems to be at a whole nother level of methodical and measured, and to the point where I would think when he gets into the game, when you combine his natural ability with that intentional practice that he does every day and has done every day for most of his life, you get just this unshakable confidence and a dry brow every night. You get him just not sweating. I can't wait to watch him in the postseason, not just as the Dodger guy, even more than that. I can't wait to watch him in the postseason as a baseball fan and to have America get to see this guy on the very biggest stage for the first time.
Rhino, your management at Fox, I mean, I don't know if Shanks has got like a hope chest or anything like that, but, you know,
yeah.
With all due respect, and I know you can't say because it doesn't matter who's in front of you. You're still calling it with Smoltz expertly. You guys are a great listen, you know, but Ohtani going deep into the playoffs, a World Series. And obviously, you know, you got the Yankees on the other side in terms of the New York market. But Lord, and however, as a Dodger guy calling games as much as you do for them, he's maybe the key to unlock some of the offensive woes that have beset the Dodgers over the last few Octobers.
Yeah, Joe. They hope so. They hope so. Like you were saying just before we started chatting, there's no blueprint for how to attack him, but there's also no standard that he's laid out there for how he's going to perform in the postseason. I know the WBC. I know a day like yesterday, but let's see. Postseason's different. It's different in how you're going to be pitched. There have been times this year where he's not been disciplined and has looked human for stretches where he's not getting anything to hit and he still chases. And, you know, he's probably going to be attacked more that way once the postseason gets here. Like, the more this happens, the less they're going to give him to hit. So can he be disciplined to not try and be the hero? We don't know. It's the first time that he's ever been in this situation. So it's kind of uncharted territory. But, you know, what I've seen, Rich, the last week or so, like they scored the 21 20 runs yesterday. That was the fifth straight game where they've scored at least eight. And before yesterday, Otani, Betts, and Freeman were not doing a whole lot during that stretch. And I think that's a big deal that they were still scoring those runs without those guys, because it makes it feel like the lineup is much longer than it has for a lot of the season, certainly longer than it's been in the recent early exits in the division series.
Well, in terms of the World Baseball Classic, we did see him pitch. We saw him close. We saw him against Trout. Is there any talk of him giving an inning to Roberts here or there in the playoffs in October, Joe?
I brought it up a few weeks ago and it was kind of like, stop it. Like, no, they're not going to. I think you think of it this way. Can you imagine the Dodgers without Ohtani in the lineup right now? What happens if he goes out there and tries to pitch and something happens that brings that into question? Like, you think about, okay, could he be good pitching? Well, you don't know, but could he damage his ability to hit? You can't risk that. Now, that said, there have been injuries that have happened since then. He continues to work at it every day. As I understand it, he's not brought it up or pushed for it to pitch in the postseason or anything like that. I mean, I think that everybody can look at it and say, can dream of it and say, hey, this could happen, right? Like, the timing of when the surgery was and the work he's been doing, it could happen. But you can also make a really good argument for why it shouldn't happen.
Joe Davis here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh off of calling one of the most remarkable athletic performances anybody's seen, let alone on a diamond, of Shohei Ohtani doing what he did in Miami on Thursday, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're zooming in from New Orleans because you're calling Eagles and Saints. What a game this is with you and Greg Olsen. Certainly off of the way the Eagles lost and the way the Saints have been playing. What do you feel is the key, or whatever you're hearing in terms of a conversation with Greg, or what you've picked up in any of the conversations you've had with Saints or Eagles prior to this broadcast, Joe?
I think the Saints, Rich, are as good of a surprise as there is in the NFL, what they're doing offensively. I'm sure you've given all the notes, but it's, you got to go back to their own team in 2009 to find a team that scored this many points over the first two games. Just remarkable for an offense that last year looked really sluggish for much of the season. Clint Kubiak comes in and they've been a machine through two games. One game against a bad defense, one game against a pretty darn good team in Dallas. So an offense that's looked unstoppable. Vic Fangio as the D coordinator in Philadelphia, two games, not very good. So that's, you know, you're looking at the best offensive team in the NFL through 2 weeks against a defense for the Eagles that has not been good. They're giving up 7 yards per play through two games. That's the most in the NFL. So they got to figure things out, and they got to figure it out fast. Because with A.J. Brown out, I know it's one player, but that is a big deal. I don't know if the Eagles can keep up with what the Saints have been doing. The Eagles defense has to keep that offense and win the game, keep them within striking distance to have a shot.
And bring people up to speed. Who are the teams that you've seen already in the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, week one we had Steelers, Falcons, and Falcons, you know, it looked terrible. We're watching Monday night. It's like, oh, nice of you to show up now, right? Jeez, terrible week one. But and then week two is Colts, Packers, the Malik Willis show. So we're kind of due for a good game, Rich. We've had two close games. We'll do a good game.
Well, I mean, nothing like the Superdome. Everybody's probably everybody's probably going through the swing oil today. You know what I mean? Getting ready for Sunday for this game. Certainly the way that they've started, they've got to be out of their minds in the Bayou, Joe.
Yeah, I've actually never done a game here where they're going through a stretch like this. Like, the folks should be fired up going into the game. Seems like each time I've come here, they've been scuffling or, you know, they were an underdog in the game. But we just talked to Dennis Allen right before I hopped on with you, and he said, we've always thought that if we're giving them a reason to be excited, this is the toughest place to play in the NFL. And I can't think of a better case to be made to the fan base to, hey, come support us. We deserve your support here. That place is going to be shaken.
Yeah, I was there the night it reopened, Joe, after Katrina with NFL Network. And that's the famous game where, you know, Steve Gleason had his moment that is now, you know, memorialized outside the stadium. And that is the loudest I've heard a building in the 22 wow. seasons when that moment happened. It is awesome. And hopefully you're going to see a good one between the Eagles and the Saints. Before I let you go, because you mentioned mystique with Ohtani, the mm-hmm. best story you've heard around the ballpark about Ohtani that we might not know or should know, whether it's off the field, it's something he's done in the community, it's something that happened in the clubhouse, it happened that you saw, you called, you got one that's past your ear gate, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many, as you can imagine, and some of them take on like folk hero feeling, just like there's no way this can be possible. But front of mind would be a conversation I had yesterday that kind of built off a story that I had heard about his running, right? So he had never stolen more than 26 bases in a season. How do you go from 26 stolen bases to 51 and counting? When he gets to the Dodgers, Travis Smith, who's the Dodgers strength coach, he said the first time he met him, Shohei was out on the field running. This was in the winter at Dodgers Stadium, and he went down there and chatted with him. And Shohei told him in that first conversation, I want to get faster this year. I want to steal more bases this year. So right away they went to work trying to add speed, trying to set him up to do this. There's this machine that basically simulates a running with a what's the word I'm looking for? Thing behind you. What's the thing?
Parachute?
Yeah, exactly. Simulates the parachute behind you. He broke the machine. First time he gets harnessed into this thing, he snaps the cord. He's so explosive. So that's just a small little story in this journey that he says, I want to get faster, and then does get faster. And if you think he's just happened into 51 stolen bases, no, it's another example of a guy who throughout his career has found things. Found, even though he's the greatest ever to do it, he's found little areas of his game to address and then specifically gone in and practiced those things and had the results come. So I think that he's just it's a wonderful example of somebody, and I said this yesterday, it seems crazy that he could be relatable to any of us, but we've all had those things that we've said we have a goal of and set a challenge in front of ourselves and then tried to go get it. He does that systematically throughout his career, and the stolen bases that he's done this year, another example of that.
And he hasn't pitched this year. And that's common. Joe, I mean, that's coming. So it's kind of frightening for him to maybe apply what you just said. Hey, I want to get faster. Hey, I want to do just fill in the blank when it comes to pitching, because I assume he will pitch again, right? Because a season like this, 50-50, many people will ascribe to it's because he wasn't pitching. He just had to hit and focus on hitting and didn't have the every fifth day and the rigors of all of that. You know that's coming, Joe,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, he's gonna pitch again. I don't think that we will ever see another 50-50 season. I don't think he's gonna have another 50-50 season, because I'm not sure you can steal 50 bases while you're also pitching. If there's anybody that can do something that we're saying you can't do, it would be him. But I think this season unique because of that. He's gone from being the hitter slash pitcher like Babe Ruth to a hitter slash runner like nobody we've ever seen. I don't know that you can be hitter, pitcher, runner all rolled into one. But, hey, I guess I shouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. Joe, he's the guy that you thought you'd miss calling the action because he was too far away from the 50-50 mark, right, and he wound up with 51-51. You know what I mean? You were like that kid. You were like that kid in Seinfeld asking Paul O'Neill to hit two home runs in a game. You know what I mean? And like, you can't hit two home runs in a game. And then he does hit three.
I know. So, hey, maybe, Rich, maybe we need to schedule. Maybe I need to ask off my NFL game next weekend to be in Colorado to call 60-60.
You can't put it past him, man. You know?
I mean,
it's Colorado, you know?
Yeah.
And when he does that, you know, we'll all turn around here in Los Angeles to make sure the ball doesn't hit us in the back of the head. Joe, great job calling this big game. And then, you know, I look forward to your call with Greg on Sunday for Eagles Saints. Appreciate the time.
Always good to be with you, man. Thank
right back
you.
At you. That's Joe Davis, lead play-by-play announcer for the Dodgers and also MLB on Fox. And on Sunday, Eagles and Saints. And, you know, just the life of a broadcaster. He calls that, and I texted him last night from the poker table.
Who are you?
By the way, the dealer is the guy who his kids go to school with, my buddy Matt's kid, daughter. At any rate, long story short, I'm like, hey, you know, I know you're on the road. Can you do it? And he sends me a voice text walking through the airport to a damn near midnight flight from Miami to New Orleans.
Oof.
And then he fit us in between all of the Zoom conversations. And this was his call taking us to break of 51 yesterday. Hit it.
Certainly smiling. We all are watching this guy.
Oh, my gosh! Shohei Ohtani! The greatest day in baseball history!
Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water, it's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water, it's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Philadelphia Eagles, we have that to talk about, too.
Yes, as I'm draped my Eagles paraphernalia.
Now, that's like you got the green hoodie.
Yeah, I went green hoodie, and then I went satin black jacket
with a
black eagle on it. This is subtle. This is subtle. I didn't want to come here and be blatant with it. This is a subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's sort of like a watermark sort of situation that you have right there.
But then
there.
You get up close and you're like, whoa, he really is an Eagles fan. He's got a lot.
Yes.
He's got a lot of Eagles stuff on. I'm wearing a jersey to the Super Bowl with the Jerome Brown patch.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes. Okay. I got the Randall Cunningham jersey, but my jersey has a Jerome Brown patch.
Well, what will it say on the back? Will it say heart? Will it say your name?
No, it's Cunningham. It's a real jersey.
Okay.
I can't make it say heart. I'm no longer authentic if I make it say heart. It's got to be a real jersey. This is a real moment.
Understand.
It's a big moment for me, man.
This is it.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it. I put my prediction out there a long time ago.
Okay.
I had a dream. I saw it.
And how many how many touchdowns then for Nick Foles then out of that?
Nick Foles is going to throw for 32 touchdowns. 32. It's going to be a grinding game, and Foles is going into this game with so much confidence. After the last game, he's got so much confidence. I don't care what you say. You can't beat confidence. You know how much confidence I have?
Yeah.
You can't beat my confidence. I don't care what you tell me. I'm so confident. I'm so confident. Foles has confidence. Our defense has confidence. We are here. This is where we said we would be in the beginning of the season, and we got here. That's confidence. They're used to being here. That's cocky. That's a little nonchalant shoulder shrugging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same type of confidence. It's not the same type of hunger. It's a different level of hunger. And these dogs got to eat. Get it? Because they was calling us underdogs.
Yes, I know. How about them apples?
Confidence.
That's our YouTube channel. Check it out right there on our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
all of Kevin Hart's appearances on our
man.
Program. Fun stuff. Our radio. We'll be back in about a minute's time. And then we'll get started. Phone calls and a little What's More Likely as well here
Let's
on the
it.
Show.
Man, I love Joe Davis. So cool. And he really rises to the moment, you know.
His call of 51 saying it's the greatest day, what, the greatest performance in baseball history or something like that? That is not an exaggeration.
No, not mm-hmm. even close.
And I love this is the way announcers, certainly of his caliber, feel about it. You want to be at the mic for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously
I love
he's got
him selfishly being like, well, maybe like, they pitch around him this weekend.
Right. And then I don't want to miss it.
Right.
You know, he puts in the time,
yeah,
enough time, he wants to be
it.
There for it.
Right.
And he's just like, well, you need two home runs and one stolen base. Well, he got the stolen base. Two home runs, that's a tall order. Well, he got the home run. Can he do it again? He does. And then he sees another stolen base and another home run.
Yeah.
Thrown out at third, too. Honestly, there's not enough words to describe it.
Yeah, MLB put together his whole night. It's a 6-minute video. I'll tweet it out right now.
Six-minute video.
Of everything from first inning
so
on.
Funny.
It's incredible.
Oh, baby. What a day. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Linda in Dallas is hanging on. What's up, Linda?
Linda.
Hey, Rich, I'm calling about your power rankings.
Yes. Come on, Linda. You can do this.
Okay. I know I'm a couple of days late, but the reality is I can't usually listen live because I have a job and I don't want to miss anything.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate that,
why
by
I'm
the
right
way.
Behind.
Okay.
But I know Brockman is giving you pushback about having the Chiefs at number one, but I am calling to say you are absolutely right.
Linda in Dallas.
Linda, I had much more faith in you.
Linda in Dallas.
Because you have to understand that even though we just squeaked by, these very good teams are playing us like it's their freaking Super Bowl. And so we're just getting started on the season, kind of ramping up and getting better, but they're like life or death. They're going all out, and we're still winning.
That's right.
So that to me says absolutely should be at number one.
So, yes, Linda. By the way, you're the greatest Linda in Dallas since Gray, who played Sue Ellen Ewing. Okay. Making that 70s pop culture reference. taking a stab
at it. I know, because I'm old enough.
Okay, so I took a stab that you would get it. And so, yeah, I mean, there's a target on the backs of the Super Bowl champs, and they've gotten two Super Bowls in a row, and the schedule makers, yes, started them off at home twice, but put the Ravens and the Bengals in back-to-back weeks before putting them on Sunday night against Atlanta, and then sending them out here to Los Angeles to take on Harbaugh for the first time before having the Saints on the Monday Night Lights. Could you imagine if the Saints show up undefeated and start, they're still boat racing people, and that's the game on Monday Night Football at San Francisco? Like, so again, the fact is that they were close wins. It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter at all. They're number one, Linda.
That's right. We're number one. That's right. And we're going to three-peat. Although I wouldn't be surprised if we have a clunker game in there somewhere.
It's going to happen.
We usually do.
They're not going to be 17-0. They won't be.
Well, maybe.
thanks for the call, Linda. That's Linda in Dallas.
Maybe.
Power rankings. People dig them.
Who knew?
You just made the list.
How many years were you guys after me for that sort of thing?
I lost count.
I mean, you know since I got here in 18.
Did I start doing it just like 3 years ago only, right?
Yeah, three
years
ago.
And we're turning 10 next month. So
very
7 years.
You're like, I'm like, dude, power rankings, they crush. Everybody loves it.
We sound like the old lady in Titanic. Everybody that's how long it was.
Right. Yeah. Then Chris and I
it's
did
been
them 1 year.
84 years.
Oh, yeah, we did them 1 year.
We did them 2 years, actually.
We did the Power 5.
Power 5, and I think you saw how much fun that was. Yeah. You're like, all right.
I don't know why I decided to do it.
You just took it from us. That's cool, though.
Yeah, you're a glory hog.
I mean, look, it's the Rich Eisen show. It's not the TJ and Brocklin show.
Hey,
you know what I mean? We're here to produce you. That's what we do.
This is the Rich Eisen show.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I'm here to help you be better.
You're not wrong.
You know what I mean? I understand my place here as the show's color commentator.
Oh, my goodness. I understand. Gracious. You're ridiculous.
Power rankings.
Will in New Mexico will take your call. What's up, Will?
Will I am?
Rich.
Hello, Will.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is great to be on. First, longtime fan of the show, and you're one of the best in the business, and great honor to be on the show.
You got it. I'm giving you the you the man double point.
All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So I've got two quick points that's actually going to lead into what's more likely. I know the Chiefs against the Bengals played a very lackluster game and arguably maybe should have lost that game. I think they're going to play better against the Falcons, and I think that's going to lead to a segment on the Overreaction Monday podcast, which I'm a proud regular listener of, where I think Brodman is going to say to you, Rich,
okay,
I think he's going to say after the Falcons lose to the Chiefs, he's going to say, Kirk Cousins can't win primetime games. He sucks. The Falcons are going to start Michael Penix.
I don't.
Secondly,
hold on a second, Will. We got to hold on before you go to your second point. Don't make that face.
It was aggressive.
Like, but it's not like.
I mean, it's on brand.
It's not
Rich.
Something you
it's on
you
brand.
Wouldn't say in Overreaction Monday, well, even though Kirk just won under the lights Monday night.
And I did say Penix should start after Week One.
So
because he Kirk.
All right. What else, Will?
I was going to say the second point, and Rich, I think you might like to hear this. After the game on Thursday, after the game last night, I think we're going to see Rodgers versus Mahomes in the playoffs. They haven't played each other at all due to Rodgers being injured or Mahomes being injured. I think we're finally going to see Rodgers, Mahomes in the playoffs, which leads me to the what's more likely, since the what's more likely Friday, and since both those previous takes may be an overreaction, what's more likely, Mahomes, Rodgers in the AFC playoffs or Penix starting meaningful games this season?
Ooh, Will.
Rodgers, Mahomes playoffs.
I think so too. Unless
Kirk gets hurt.
But your Penix supposition, Will, is based on a Cousins being benched due to ineffectual play, right? That's what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So then I will go
reaction.
I'll go Jets Chiefs in the playoffs, which would be all kinds of awesome. And I know, thanks for the call, Will. CBS executives are placing that on their hope chest.
Here we go, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Romo's head might explode if that happens.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Rodgers, Chiefs, Jets, Chiefs in the playoffs. Look out. look out.
I mean, if the Jet team that showed up last night, no reason why they can't get there and win the game.
I am just going to take it one at a time, and here's the way I'm looking at it. One at a time, and in the same way Joe Davis looks at Ohtani being two home runs shy and one stolen base shy of 50-50, and him knowing he's got to get out of the chair for his football gig for the next two games, and that's how he views his job. I want Jets healthy, Vikings healthy. I want the Vikings, so they got two games. I want them to at least split those. I'll take 3-1 Jets, 3-1 Vikings going to London to kick off your Week 5 Sunday on NFL Network.
I'll take
that. That's what I will take right now. Right? Because the Jets have Denver at home, and then Minnesota's got Houston and at Green Bay.
Those are tough.
Those are not gimmies by any stretch.
Especially if Jordan Love plays next week.
Correct. Right. So that's all I'm looking forward to. And after that, you want to start assuming Jets win winnable games and that they have that ability to be consistent enough to look at a game and say they should win it and they're going to. I get it. Last night was a should win, and they did emphatically. So I understand that you're saying what you say. Right. It's a what's more likely Friday,
hey,
as Will in New Mexico pointed out. Let's hit it. Go ahead. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Hey, yes, everybody. Sir. Friday. Happy Friday.
Hey.
Good?
Happy Friday to you.
Hey, Felly. Great to see you, man.
Hey, thanks, man.
I'm here.
Slobber knocker in Pittsburgh on Sunday, right? We can agree to that?
A paint swapping affair.
Yeah, shout out to Jim Ross.
More likely to be the higher total. Chargers rushing yards.
Rushing yards.
They have 395 this season.
Hmm.
Or Justin Fields' total yards. He has 357.
Oh, I'll go total yards from Justin Fields.
Even though the Chargers,
it's going to be tough sledding, man. It's going to be tough sledding, dude. That's a tough front seven.
Great offensive line.
Patrick Queen, pal.
J.K. Dobbins.
That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be like 10-7-5.
What is that O/U line, sir?
I can't imagine it's very high. I don't have it offhand.
That being said, it'll be like 27.
What is it? I'm sure you've got 15 of those sites open on your 90 windows that you have open
on
your computer. I have
so many windows. 35 and a half, the lowest total of the week. Last night, Patriots-Jets was 38 and a half.
Yeah, I'm going to take total yards for Justin Fields. I'm going to take that for you. That's a tough front seven, pal. That's going to be some tough sledding. So even if it's they run for 150 yards, you don't think Fields is going to have a total of 150?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying.
What else?
All right. Unlikely. How about this one? Unlikely 2-0 quarterback to keep playing out of his mind.
Sam Darnold.
In a win. Sam Darnold or Derek Carr.
Oh, I'll take Derek Carr, bud.
To keep it going in a win.
Dude, I'll take Derek Carr. You just heard Joe Davis rightfully point out how the Eagles' defense has a few loosened bolts that need tightening. And this team has been boat racing. And when I tell you again, you guys have seen a game in Arrowhead now.
Yes.
Have you seen one in the Superdome for the New Orleans Saints?
I'm not.
You have not lived, sir. Until you see a New Orleans Saints crowd fired up about their team, showing up, dressed like the Pope, et cetera, and so on and so forth.
Maybe we'll change that this season.
Dude, I'm telling you. So the Eagles have got their work cut out for them, and I can't wait for that game. And the Texans defense, boy howdy, I think is a lot better than Houston and will be packed. Let's put it this way. You got to pack your defense to win on the road, as Warren Sapp would always say on Game Day Morning.
Defense
when he's on.
A run game.
You got to pack your defense and your run game, and Houston will do that, I think, potentially more effectively than Philadelphia based on what I'm seeing. I'm going with Derek Carr.
Oh,
sir.
Going Derek with Carr. Joe Mixon not practicing.
What else?
How about this one? 0-2 team most likely to steal a road win, and it would be stealing, Broncos or Giants.
Denver and Tampa, man. I have picked up the Tampa defense in multiple fantasy leagues,
so
everybody's aware of that.
Okay.
Had to stay heads up. Giants at Cleveland. I'll go Giants at Cleveland. That's more likely.
They played a little bit better last week. Daniel Jones looked a little bit better.
I agree with you, sir. And Malik Nabers, there's nobody who looks like Malik Nabers in orange.
They were force-feeding him last
week. Okay, so, and Devin Singletary, I know he had an awful fumble for the Giants. If the Giants didn't suffer a kicker injury, they might have won that game. Cleveland looked terrible in week one at home. All they got to do is just hit the Browns in the mouth a little bit, and the dog pound's going to get restless. And they are firing cannons in Tampa. So I will go with the Giants, is more likely.
Sure. How about another total here? More likely to be the higher total. Colts rushing yards allowed or Anthony Richardson passing yards?
Colts are home against the Chicago Bears. So I will go rushing yards allowed.
They've given up 470 and change.
I will go rushing yards allowed. That Bears defense is pretty damn good, man.
They're plucky last week against Houston.
They're plucky, all right.
Yeah. Big DeAndre Swift.
Yes, I will go Colts rushing yards allowed.
What do you like in that game?
Great question. I haven't given it much thought.
It's like it's a 1-point game. It's basically a toss-up.
I understand. I kind of think Caleb Williams is going to have a better day again.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards the Bears, but then there's a desperate team on the other side, 0-3. I don't know what's going on. They put in Jonathan Taylor in the fourth quarter of a game. Yeah, it was tight.
I don't know what's going on.
And they're
on
like,
them.
You know, well, this is the way the game was going. And it's just like, why are we taking Jonathan Taylor off the field in Wisconsin?
Right.
What are we doing?
I don't know what's up.
It wasn't like that game was out of reach. I know they made it tight late.
Anthony Richardson is quite the roller coaster ride.
Hey, it's kind of his rookie season still.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, for sure. How about this one? Do you guys play fantasy? You know, it's been a rough sled go for tight end so far.
Yes, indeed.
They've been pretty bad. Tight end to finally get in the end zone.
Kelsey.
In a win. They're playing each other. Sam Laporta or Trey McBride. Two of the highest drafted tight ends.
This is a very oddly specific. What's more likely? It seems like this might be a way for you to ask me for fantasy advice. Is that what's happening? Am I sniffing out some sort of personal stake in this question?
I don't have either of these guys. Rich, but you're 0-2 in fantasy, so I'm not sure he would come to you.
In this league, in our league.
I do have a Laporta.
No, I was going to say, you definitely
respectfully.
Do.
I have a Laporta.
Tried to trade for him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a ridiculous trade-off.
It happens.
I'll go Sam Laporta. I mean, it's a coin flip.
You going Lions in this game?
I'm thinking about it. What else?
I'm riding that Cardinal train. All right, 1-1 road contender facing the biggest must-win scenario this week. 49ers or Dolphins?
Oh, I'll go Dolphins, dude. Come on, 49ers must-win? Get out of here, dude. Come on.
Really? What if the Niners lose 1-2? Then what are we talking about on Monday?
Fine. Then we're talking about a team that's 1-2 with 14 more regular seasons games left, without McCaffrey, without Debo. I mean, Kittle didn't practice yesterday. I'll keep an eye on that. Come on, man. The Dolphins don't have Tua for three more games, including this one. And the Bills have already beaten them in their house. The Jets have looked improved each and every week.
Division game for the Niners.
I understand that it's a division game on the road. There's no doubt. I mean, the Dolphins need to win games right now. Without Tua, it would be great to come up with that win in Seattle. By the way, Seattle wins their 3-0, pal.
Yeah, again, not talking about them.
I know that.
Just every week, not talking about Seattle.
And we will talk to Tom Pelissero about the fact that Tua is on the flight.
Yeah, reports that he's traveling with the team,
which doesn't sound as if he's going through anything dire, but I think he is, clearly, through this decision-making. All right, you got one more over
there? All right, yeah, I got a couple more. Two more. What's more likely? The Chiefs keep getting every break imaginable, or Kirk Cousins from the last 2 minutes shows up for 60 on Sunday night?
By the way, the Chiefs
had a setup for Butker to win it that got wiped out on a penalty on their offense. Everybody's just pointing out that defensive pass interference that set up Butker for the win bailed out the Chiefs when it was 100% a penalty.
People giving me crap for saying this is uncatchable. Like, where's the ball in that photo?
Because it's already been...
Where's the ball?
I don't know, dude.
And then look at the space between the two guys.
It was 100%
a foul. Really? So the ball on the left is a penalty,
right? It was a foul.
Right?
It was a foul.
Had you read the script, you would have known how this...
No ball,
was a foul.
No contact
it was
in that
a
photo.
Foul. It was a foul.
All right, just
I believe the foul had already created a carom of the football out of the photograph. Whatever you're trying to Zapruder your way here.
Answer the question.
Chris, was it the Molly Karam off the ball?
Hey,
oh, sure. Okay, Chiefs get every break imaginable just because I'm giving you what you're looking for.
You don't believe in Kirk, huh? He's been our guest twice
that's
in the last
disrespect.
Month.
Disrespect.
No, I'm giving you what you're looking for. Okay. All right?
All right.
Because clearly there's an agenda.
Who's the referee? Is it Sean Hockley on Sunday
night?
Oh,
my God.
All right, last one.
Well, by the way, he did the Chiefs-Ravens opener, and I saw him before the game. I told him to say hi to your dad. I have an Ed Hockley update from Sean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't want to take up much time here.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've got an Ed Hockley update.
Scott Foster was the ref.
All right, Cowboys finally win a playoff game. TJ, or the Dodgers win a playoff series?
Come on, baby.
What's more likely?
Yeah.
What's the Cowboys win a playoff game or Dodgers win a playoff series?
Disrespect is real.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You disagree?
Interesting.
You disagree.
What you think?
You disagree.
What you think?
Excuse me, sir.
What you think?
Dodgers do not win a playoff series.
I don't know that.
Dodgers do not win a playoff series.
We've seen them not do that.
What is more likely?
The Cowboys.
Dodgers do not win a playoff series. Cowboys do not win a playoff game.
Look, both.
Excuse me.
Neither of these things could happen.
But as you know, that's not the name of the game. It's
but
what's more likely.
I'm riding with the boys. The boys. Nice.
Okay.
You know.
Dodgers win a playoff series.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Jim.
Good one. Good. What's more likely? We'll take a break. Phone calls 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Tom Pelissero.
Tommy P.
Still to come. My top five list. Of the other games I'm looking forward to seeing. And you've got your NIL, your annual NIL
yes,
check of
I
players'
do.
Names and what NIL they should get. Got it. That's coming up. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Promos not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness. Your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. All right, guys, I've got three residual checks.
Hey.
Let me number them here. One, two, three. All right. Choose which one. One, two, or three.
Syracuse is going to 3-0 tonight, so I'll take number three.
Number three, hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it, please.
Pay that man his money.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I am opening up the envelope. Need the music here. The this is in question. Winning Time.
Oh.
Winning Time. Remember I did the voiceover work for Winning Time.
Yeah.
The Rise of the Lakers Beat LA episode. All right. It is the Internet Rental SVOD payment.
Okay.
So people are renting it off the internet. All right. Chris Brockman, your guess is?
$1.12.
$1.12.
I'm going to go $4.36.
$4.36 for Jay Felly and TJ Jefferson.
I'm going to pay homage to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say $3.33.
Nicely done. I appreciate the homage right there. All right. The actual retail check is $5.37. Hey. Jay Felly wins again.
What did you say, Jay?
Three in a row? Four in a row?
436. Yeah.
436.
You've won a lot.
Guys. Oh, he's been coming in here. And he just surfs in here while Del Tufo.
I generally win if he's not here.
An extra.
He does, you know, Del Tufo and his chiclets are somewhere else.
What's that? What do you call it?
The toothy grin. That's the Jiminy Glick line. He's like a grandma's email, all caps. Thank you very much. And seeing everybody. All right, game time tickets. Get this app on a phone and mobile device near you right away and start buying tickets. All the college games you're seeing over the weekend, the W playoffs around the corner. You want to see anything? Basketball, Joel Embiid signing a 3-year contract extension.
Let's go. Philadelphia.
Congratulations on that.
Thank
Celebrate
you.
By going to a game and using game time tickets. It's so simple, all in pricing. You get to see your entire total of your tickets. Up front, no surprise fees at checkout. Get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. That's the seat view function. So many different ways for you to buy tickets easily, and that's what Game Time is all about, to make sure that it is without hassle and all the guesswork's removed. So download the app, create an account, use my code RICH, and get $20 off your first Game Time app purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game time. Straight up.
I'll tell him.
Patriots should not play Drake May unless it is absolutely necessary. I texted you last night. I'm like, what's he doing in the game? The offensive line is banged up. This thing is over. The Jets are just rampaging, you know, defensively. What's the point? And sure enough, he gets baptized.
Whew.
Well, look at this photograph right here. He's up in the air. That's your franchise future with no way for him to brace his fall. I mean, what are we doing?
It's like he's getting speared by Bron Breakker right there.
Boom! And you were
I didn't think it was a big deal at all. I didn't think it was a big deal at all. It was 4 minutes of garbage time.
Well, that's the problem. Things get loose. I mean, what, you just trying to, like, this isn't like Mahomes week 17. Let him dip his toe in the pool on the road against the division opponent. It's like game over. You got guys out there for the Jets who are trying to make names for themselves. Mm-hmm. And this kid, you know, is what? Like, it's great for him to grow by finding Pop Douglas a couple times? I don't know. I was nervous for him.
I wasn't nervous. It's a glorified practice situation. It's just like, who cares? He got out there, run around a little bit. He made plays. Look, Jacoby, it's not great, and it's not going to be great as long as he's out there. He can't move. He can't create. Teams don't respect him to stretch the field or make any type of plays outside the pocket. Drake May gets in there. He rips a nice pass down the middle for 20 yards. He scrambles for another play. You can see that he can create and kind of make some things happen and make the defense respect his abilities. Nobody respects Jacoby Brissett and what he can do out there.
Well, the question last night wasn't an emphatic, yeah, Jacoby's still our guy, Drake May's not going to start yet, from Gerard Mayo. And I thought to myself, I'm like, are you kidding me? You got the 49ers next? You're really going to, that's where you're going to push the button? At San Francisco? And then this morning, I think Gerard Mayo slept on it.
Jacoby is our quarterback until I say he's not the quarterback. I thought last night he showed a lot of toughness, a lot of grit, you know, on protection breakdowns, tried to do what we asked him to do. But I would say just as a team, as a coaching staff, we just got to be better.
Yeah, I mean, you got two home dates, Miami and Houston, and Jacksonville is the game in London. Then you got the Jets at home. I don't know, man. I'm thinking week 9. That's when you start thinking of turning the page. Get these offensive linemen healthy and firing off together, and then you start, if that's the way you want to play it.
Yeah, you watched the Pats play last night. You watched the line. You watched the defense. Where's another win coming this year?
You didn't expect one against Cincinnati, that's for sure. Or to be
but it seems
caught
like
at home by Seattle.
Completely different team now in just 10 days span.
Well, again, they almost won at home against Seattle. It's a short week. They didn't have the left side of their line of scrimmage.
I get it.
I mean,
are they coming back?
I'm just saying you can't put Drake May behind that line right now. You can't. And that's what you're talking about. Hey, Brissett better have the grit and toughness because that's going to be tested. That's going to be tested.
I'm not saying to start him next week, but I'm saying him playing 4 minutes is not a huge deal to me.
I was nervous about it. I thought for a split second that Drake May was going to be named the starter. And then once again, the Jets knock out the veteran, and here comes the new kid.
I thought,
here we go again.
The
Jets are bringing a changing of the quarterback guard in New England. Again.
Could you imagine?
I mean, I'm good with that.
Literally is what I thought.
I'm good with that.
But didn't happen. They're sticking with Jacoby Brissett. Maybe that'll be when they face each other again. Week 8. Let's choose Quincy Williams. He'll be the guy. Brissett's running down a sideline, and he'll blow up Brissett, and out trots Drake Maye.
Drake Maye.
And then he'll start again.
I wouldn't be shocked if Drake's starting by then.
Drake?
Week 8.
Dude, I mean,
he's already getting the reps in practice.
I understand that.
It's coming.
What do you do? Week 5 against Miami at home? 6 Houston at home? Jacksonville in London. You want to start him in London?
I know that.
You know? I don't know. You're going to start him in a game out of the country? That'll be weird. Maybe against the Jets.
Maybe.
I don't know. I wouldn't do that. There's really never any good time. Well, one time isn't. I was stunned. I'm like, what? Why are they putting him in right now? This game is over. This is where things get sloppy and messy and chippy. Yep. And then you got maybe backups for the Jets who are like, I'm gonna show coach how hard I'm playing when you give me an opportunity. That's number 10.
They
okay.
got a ball out too.
Look out. Yeah. I was concerned for you. And then I texted you, I'll get him out of there. And you're like, whatever.
Not a big deal.
Okay.
He's fine.
NBD.
Everybody woke up
no
today.
No big deal.
Everyone woke up today. That's right. That's a way to look at it. Tommy P coming up. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
A 2023 last place team will win a playoff game this year.
I'm taking the Cincinnati Bengals to be that team. If you gave me
safe bet.
If you said 2 last place teams, I might say that's an overreaction. Come react or overreact with us. This one makes it much easier. Very so fun. Thank you for making it easier.
Well, tune in next week.
Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen.